Grand Rising, good evening around the world. So I know recently my messages have been of a political nature, okay? First speaking about the Antichrist, my son, my Persian son. And I wanted to tell you that I asked what his name was spiritually, and I'm not going to say his name verbally, but those who are very skilled in etymology and languages may be able to figure out what his name is by me saying the meanings of his name. I am allowed to say the meanings. I'm not allowed to say his actual name. But the other night when I had to handle that mission about rescuing my Persian son, I did get it done. He's very happy. I could feel the difference. I could see, you know, how you can feel somebody's smile spiritually. You can feel their smile. You can feel their joy. That occurred. Okay, so I know he's okay. They reassured me that he's fine. Much better place. In a much better place. And that he's excited, very excited. And I don't know when I'm going to see him again, but you know, these spiritual things happen, you know, very randomly and when we're least expecting it. So I asked them, I said, well, what is his name? Since he's been watching me for so long and he wants me to come and get him, what is his name? And they told me, and I heard it in my spirit. You know, like for those of you that have these gifts, you know how you hear something in your spirit. It's like just it pops into your mind or it pops into your spirit. And I heard it loud as day. And this was late at night. This was like midnight before I, this was close to midnight before I actually did the mission, because I had the pre-trip jitters, as I call it. And so I was having trouble. I was like so excited, like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. By the way, today is Sunday, August 1st, 2021. It's 1:36 p.m. Okay, I was like, I can do it. And it's 91 degrees Fahrenheit, so that's 10. And it is 1:36 now, turning over to 1:37, so that's 91. And then going over to 1:10, which is 11. It's now 2:26 on the timer. All right, now, so I was so excited, I had trouble getting to sleep. And I'm like, okay, Most High, can y'all just knock me out? Can y'all just put me down already and put me under? Because I'm having trouble going to sleep on my own. Like every time I would go to sleep on my own, I would wake up like 5 or 10 minutes later. So they did. And I ended up going in doing whatever. I don't remember what happened. I don't know how it happened. That's just for operational security in the spirit. But when I asked his name, they told me his name, and his name stayed on my spirit all night. And I'm like, wow. Instantly when I heard his name, I said, that's a Hindi name and that's an Arabic name. I just know it. I just knew it in my soul. Like I said, I have past lives in India and in, you know, the quote unquote misnomer of the Middle East, those countries or nations. I have past lives there. I have blood phenotypes there. Okay. Into those nations and lands. And, when I looked up pictures of Persian women, I do look like some of the women. I don't have the light eyes, which have come to them through, you know, intermingling with Europeans. But I do look like some of them, okay? Even in this life, which was pretty stunning. And then, you know, East Indian people have always, like I said, and Indian people have always been attracted to me. I mean, they've always been extra friendly. They've always, like, I had an Indian neighbor, I've told you all this before, that heard it. She just took all her bracelets off one day and just gave them to me and said, here, these are for you. She, you know, she, her mother and her brother came to South Carolina to visit from all the way from India. And she was like, I want you to meet my family, and invited me in her house and everything. And that woman had never invited nobody else in her house while she was living there. Okay. So they knew something about who I was, obviously, or either had a dream or something. But mind you, I'm just a regular person living in their building down the hall. And she was like, I want to introduce you. And she took all her jewelry off and gave it her bracelets, her bangles, and gave them to me. And I still have them. So anyway, you know how they, now I'm not saying I'm on the level of Ganesha or Kali Ma or Hanuman or, you know, Brahma. I'm saying, you know how they outfit the statues in Hinduism with with bangles and flowers, and they perfume them and all that. This is one of the reasons they said, meaning the higher power said, she gave me her bracelets. Because to her, I was like, I'm not saying the lady didn't call me a god, but she just thought I was special enough to give her jewelry to. You know, and some people might say, oh, those bracelets are not expensive to replace. Yeah, but she didn't have to give them to me, is my point. You know, so there was a spiritual reason why she gave those to me and was so kind and all that. This has always been the case with Indian people. Okay. So they told me my son's name and it stayed on my spirit. And then the next day I got up and they said, look up his name. And I looked up his name. I looked up the meaning of his name. And his name means King of the Jews, baby. His name means King of the Jews. And his name means new. And his name means little prince. Oh, but I'm just, as other people have called me, an ugly bitch on the internet. But my son's name means King of the Jews and little prince and newness. New one. I told y'all he's the anti to the Antichrist. I told y'all that the messenger that gave me the message was told to address me as Venus Starfire. Venus Starfire, not because of my channel, not to just call me Starfire because it's much. They said, we got a message for Venus, the spirits, the higher power said, we got a message. The cosmic power said, we got a message for Venus. And they said, call her Venus Starfire. So y'all think I just make shit up. Y'all just think that I just made up the channel name because it was nice and it was cute. And oh, she just got inspired from Teen Titans, from Starfire, the psychic cosmic girl from Teen Titans, DC Comics Teen Titans. No, I told y'all they gave me the name to use and I used the name they gave me. The Starfire Alchemist is what they said. Call it. That's what it's called. Metaphysical Life Mastery is what they said. Call it. That's what it's called. And motherfuckers popped up behind me trying to use and bite my channel and my business names too. Agents and people across the world that don't have good intentions. But either way, his name means King of the Jews. And we ain't talking about no, you know, no Caucasus Mountain stuff versus the real Hebrews. His name means King of the Jews. He got to be King of the Jews in order for him to be the anti-antichrist, because if you look at the lore of the antichrist, also known as Al-Mahdi al-Dajjal, Al-Mahdi al-Dajjal is kind of like a rising, a dark Christ figure. He's a nemesis to the Christ, the Christos, Yeshua. Okay, so my son's name means that there's no way out of all the millions of names in the world, in the way that people make up names and make up words, that I would have known consciously that when I looked that up on a computer, it would say King of the Jews, Little Prince. Didn't they call Yeshua the Prince of Peace? Now, I'm not saying that my son is not Yeshua HaMashiach. I'm telling you that's what his name means. So he may be an embodiment of Christ consciousness come back. Not just like a regular old spooky left behind, you know, Tim LaHaye books, left behind, Judgment Day, Christ's second coming. We're not talking about that kind of spooky stuff. We're talking about a manifestation of Christ consciousness within a human being that can thwart evil on the planet. That's what we're talking about here, meaning me and my guides and the higher powers when I say we. Okay, now that aside, I want to get into the other topic that I was told to talk about when I came on here. Okay. Russia has been heavily interested in me for some time, but they are heavily interested in some of my soul sisters and soul brothers too. I'm not going to say which one they're interested in because I don't want them to, you know, get all, like, I don't want other adverse powers, adversarial energies to be like all up in her shit. But, you know, sometime at some point I may be led to say, but right now it's 1:44. I'm not told to say, so I'm not gonna say. Y'all know how I do. So 1:44 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA. So Russia has been heavily interested in one of my soul sisters. They came to her wanting state secrets. The USA wanted me to reassure them that I got their back because they want to know certain things. They want to know other countries' plans for them. And, I mean, who the fuck wouldn't want to know? I mean, so I'm not knocking them for that. But y'all are going to pay me and take good care of me if y'all want me to do that kind of work. It's just plain and simple. Okay? I also want to say that this man from Russia started coming to one of my soul sisters right around the time that I ordered an item from Russia. Okay? Right around the time that it came, he started appearing. I know they're connected somehow to this company that I have been doing business with. And or the company is being watched out over by the Russian government because I am doing business with them. The company itself is Russian, rather. The artisan and the company are Russian, but I know that the Russian government is keeping an eye on that. You know, I was told that this company is actually partly in existence to provide me with these kinds of things that I need. So I'm blessed for that. One of my soul sisters also went to a store and found, after the Russian man came to her, mind you, he didn't come to her in person, like in flesh and blood, in 3D, he came to her on astral, spiritually. And he was a big Russian man, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", maybe closer to 6'5". The interesting thing is, when I was in the grocery store in Finland, I saw a man that fit that description in the fucking grocery store. He passed me in the grocery store going the opposite direction. He had a shopping buggy, and I'm like, yo, this is a big dude. I ain't never seen a Finnish man that big, so I knew he was Russian. I knew from looking at him that he was Russian. I could tell by the way he was dressed. I was like, you Russian? Because Russians go to Finland all the time. It's like me going to North Carolina from South Carolina. They cross the border all the time. And Finns go to Russia and vice versa. And Finns go to Estonia to get that cheap motherfucking alcohol, bitch. You know, it's just love. It's just love like that. But, you know, some Finns have some views towards Russians because they've been in a war with Russia before. I understand that. That's no disservice and no disloyalty to my Finnish compatriots, but I am saying my story. Okay. So I saw this man, he about 6'5". He was in the grocery store, and it's just coming up in my memory because I passed a lot of people in the grocery store. It's now 1:47 p.m., so it's 1:11, so I know that this is probably the same fucking man, because right now I'm listening to a Sunday jazz music stream, and it said 2,747 listeners watching now, or 2,747 watching now. That's 9:11. 9-1-1, woo, you know what I'm saying? Sirens are coming. Them people, them boy, as we say in Geechee Gullah dialect. All right, in Geechee, them boy. I call him Johnny Law as well. So this man, I passed his ass in the grocery store in the winter of 2019. And I suspect this is probably the same man that went to her on Astro. Because the man I passed, I'm like, I ain't never seen no dude as big as you. Like, I know there's some tall Russian people and Norwegian people and Swedish people, but he stuck out so much that I'm like, you're not Finnish. I know you're not fucking Finnish. I know it. I know it. I know it. Because Finnish people aren't hella tall like that. Typically, they're not hella tall like that unless they're intermarried with Norwegian people, or Swedes tend to be kind of tall, but Norwegian or Norway hosts the tallest people, and Denmark hosts the tallest people in the world. Okay. So unless those genes have been carried over, or it's just like a fluke, usually Finnish people are not like 6'5", 6'6", you know, like huge like that. There are some anomalies, of course, in every ethnic and racial group, but this man, I remember him distinctly. Me and my former mother-in-law would go to the, as they call it, go to the shop. And to them, going to the shop is going to the grocery store. And because the food is so fresh over there, you can't buy your vegetables and have them in the fridge for like weeks. Like, they're not, this GMO shit that we have in America, they don't allow that over there. So you have to go and replenish your fresh vegetables and fruits frequently. So, you know, it's not uncommon for people to make a shop run every other day, or every 2 days, or every 3 days. I would always go with her to the store and assist her with her shopping because she was almost 80 years old. She was 77. And I believe she knew who I was. I believe she was like a protector of me as well because my ex-husband was an asshole, her son. But I believe she knew who I was because she treated me better than her own damn family. Okay? She treated me better than her own siblings. And he was astonished. Like, my mother doesn't love anyone. She loves you. And she doesn't even hug her siblings like that. The way she just grabbed you up and hugged you. It's just like, what? I've never seen her do that in my life. Motherfucker's almost 50 years old. He ain't never seen his mom react like that. So, obviously, I think she knew who I was, too. But, that aside, I hope she's well. We were in the store going down the cheese aisle. I never forget it. And this big man in all black. I mean, it's the winter time, Arctic winter there. But that was still a mild winter by Finnish standards. It was still cold, but this man in all black, he looked like he was... He kind of gave me a caveman type of energy, not like rough like that, but his aura was just so fucking strong. And now I realize that shit was probably a motherfucking costume, bitch. That shit was probably a motherfucking costume. What do I mean by costume? I mean, he would dress like that and looking like that because he was undercover. I told y'all when I was in Finland that I used to see the same cars passing me when I would be in the car. It was just weird. The same kind of cars. When I would notice stuff when I would get on the internet or get on my phone. I just knew that I was being watched. I just knew it. I just knew it intuitively. And now that I'm back over here, I definitely know I was, right? That's why when my ex-husband started, you know, acting out and shit and stalking me, I told them Russian agents, I said, kill his motherfucking ass. Kill his ass if he don't know how to keep his hands to himself. Y'all get to his ass. Give his ass a fucking hot shot and send his ass on the fuck up out of here because I'm sick of him bothering me. And eventually he stopped bothering me. Okay, but my point was I still went through a long period of time where, you know, he was smearing me and all that shit. It was about a 4-month period, just like the recent smear campaign I went through from whores on YouTube, mad in the tarot community. Yeah, it was kind of like that. And it was just a year ago. So, same time frame, I had another smear campaign, okay? So, my sis can always tell when I'm recording a video, and she'll often pop up when I'm recording, right? So, I gotta write her back. I was just thinking about her, and... I'm going to get to the point of why I came on here. Situational portaling report, baby. I'm going to tell you what the fuck happened because I got some shit to talk about somebody, okay? Y'all know me. I'm going to just say it how I got to say it unless I'm told to say it a different way. So this man was about 6'5". Tall, big ass man, like a Dolph Lundgren. You know, Dolph Lundgren is Swedish, but at the same time, he was that size, but he was like meatier. Like his body was beefier. And I'm like, damn, you big, yo. I've never, ever seen a Finnish person that fucking tall. I know he wasn't Finnish. He was Russian. So this man that went to my soul sis on Astral, he was a big dude like that. I don't know if it's the same. Let me ask, was that the same? The man that I saw in the grocery store in Finland that passed me, was he a fucking spy? Well, he a spy. I knew it, bitch. Yeah, he was a spy. Okay. Are y'all sure about that? He was a spy. Okay. Is that the same Russian man that went to my soul sister on Astral talking about he want to stay secrets? Is that the same one? Uh-huh. They say it's the same one. Now, I'm not going to double and triple check because I'm actively recording. But they say it's the same man. So, my soul sister went to a store yesterday, in fact. And guess what she found in the store? First of all, the store owners didn't even know they had it. Now, I'm telling y'all this because this is how the stuff happens to people like us. We've been tracked and followed since we were born, since we came back in here and in other lives too. Many of you have this experience. So now it's 1:54 p.m. That's 1 and 9. And then it's 91 outside. 1 and 9, 1991. And it's 2,700 people watching exactly this jazz stream. So the numbers are matching up, and then it says that the jazz music stream that I'm listening to started streaming exactly 22 hours ago. So, synchronicities, baby. Synchronicities, which I'm pretty damn good with noticing. Okay, so I'm on the right track. It's coming through correctly. 20 minutes exactly on the counter. That's 11. All right. So she went to the store and there was a Russian tarot deck that she found in a store. And when she brought it up to the counter or questioned, I guess, the owners or the people that worked there, they didn't even know they fucking had that shit in stock. They don't remember it being there. And last night, I haven't told her yet because I hadn't got a chance because I just woke up off of a portaling experience, and I'm gonna get to that. Last night, I asked, I said, did an agent put that tarot deck there for her? Because the Russian man came to see her a couple days ago, and then that tarot deck popped up in the store, like, just for her. The only one. And I said, did an agent put that there for her? And they said, yes. Then she found some jewelry, too, that had Russian colors on it. She found some jewelry, like, a couple days ago. So the Russian man came. Then she found some jewelry that's her style with the Russian colors on it. And then a couple days later, she goes to the store. I don't know. I don't think it's the same store, but she goes to another store, maybe. If it is the same store, then okay. But either way, she finds another Russian item that wasn't even supposed to be in the store. That the merchant was like, I don't remember ever stocking that. And so last night I got curious, and you know, I get these psychic hits and I'll just be led to ask stuff, which is the same thing that happens in my personal readings with personal sessions with people. I'll just get triggered to ask something, and I asked, so I said, did an agent put that there for her to pick up? And I said, yeah. Excuse me. And they said, yeah. And I said, okay, I figured because when stuff like that happens, that shit ain't no damn coincidence. For a black woman to pick up a Russian deck that the store didn't even know it had, it's 156, which is 111. All right. You know what I'm saying? And it's 2155, 2156 on the counter, which is 11, 1, 11. 22 exactly. So, yeah. They put it there for her. All right. Now, let me get to the point of why I came on here. So the other day, professional high priestess mentioned Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC for short. And Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was mentioned by professional high priestess, and she has called her a karmic before. Okay, yesterday when I got on with that America message about Freemasons in America and stuff like that, I was talking about privatized security like Blackwater. And I was saying, what's them people called? I said, oh yeah, Blackwater. Blackwater chain, it's still known as Blackwater Private Security, but they changed their name when they had some extra private investors come in to Academi, A-C-A-D-E-M-I. And those of you that know Iraq and Afghanistan war history know that Blackwater was contracted by the Department of Defense to handle certain contracts and operations over there. And that Blackwater came under fire for some things because there were times when their operators or their personnel were allegedly in the region and allegedly involved in civilian killings. That some civilians got killed on their watch, or that they were involved somehow, allegedly. And I'm saying allegedly because, you know, that's you know, we talking 2007-2008 time range. Blackwater is still a company. Okay, they still do security. And the interesting thing was I mentioned them yesterday, and then today, AOC pops up in a news article on my fucking, I don't even know how I got to this page. You know, this is just how agents work. I don't know how I got to this page, but obviously they wanted me to speak on this because somehow I ended up on this page. The New York Post. I don't even go and read the New York Post per se. I just ended up at this page by clicking links. Like, I get intuitive hits and I'm just like guided. You know what I mean? Like, so if I open a browser homepage and there's a bunch of news links, I'll be guided to the one that I need to click. And then if there's a sidebar where there's other articles on the side of the page that I read, I'll be guided to that. I think I was looking up something else totally. I was looking up something about not a serial killer, but there was somebody I went to high school with that got 20 years in prison for shaking their child shaking their infant son to death. And the motherfucker was always an asshole in high school. So he's serving 20 years for killing his own child, okay, in Raleigh. And he's from Sumter, Rembert area of South Carolina. And so I was reading that, and somehow I ended up on an article about AOC. And the article is by the New York Post, and I'll link it in the box. It's dated July 31st. The article's dated yesterday. So it's purposeful for me to find it. It says, AOC has spent thousands on security, including $4,000 plus to an ex-Blackwater contractor. I'm like, Blackwater again. Then I talked about Tears of the Sun, which is a movie based on a true story. I posted on my main channel community tab. I posted a clip from that movie. It's from 2003, okay, which was right when the U.S. started that war in Iraq and Afghanistan. They started it in 2003 when Baby Bush was in office, okay. Tears of the Sun is a movie that was based off of a true story of not American operators or special forces. It was based off of Canadian special forces. I've known this for some time because I've seen the movie several times. I kept being drawn back to it. And so it tells a story of some special forces going into Cameroon. And instead of American, it was Canadian Joint Task Force 2, JTF2. Okay. And that is the Canadian Spec Ops. Okay. One of their Spec Ops groups. All right. So that's who was in that movie, Tears of the Sun. They were Marines in the movie. They were depicted as U.S. Marines in the movie. The director of the movie was Antoine Fuqua, who is Layla Rashan's husband, alleged cheating ass husband. There were Marines in that movie, even though the movie was the actual mission involved JTF2 of Canada, not American Marines. So they depicted American Marines in the movie. I'm looking at this picture of AOC. There's a Marine standing right next to her. He has on a U.S. Marine Corps sweatshirt. So it says, now remember, professional high priestess called AOC a fucking karmic. Allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly she's a karmic. I haven't checked. It says, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez paid thousands for personal security to a former Blackwater contractor. A review of Federal Election Commission records shows. This is dated yesterday, July 31st, 2021. AOC's campaign dropped at least $4,636 at Tullis Worldwide Protection for quote-unquote security services between January and June of this year, according to the filings. The Franconia, Virginia-based company is owned by Devin Tullis, whose other clients include the royal families of both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, according to his website. Now, wasn't I just telling you about my Persian son, right? I told you I got phenotypes into the Arab countries. That includes Saudi, okay? It says AOC has been among the most vocal proponents or supporters of the defund the police movement since coming into Congress, and has insisted that this defund the police idea would turn blighted or damaged communities into suburban paradises. Quote, suburban communities have lower crime rates, not because they have more police, but because they have more resources to support healthy society in a way that reduces crime, end quote, she said in a June 2020 Instagram story. Okay, it says the Tullis money of $4,636 was just a small piece of the more than $34,000 that AOC has spent on private security and consultants in the first half of 2021. When New York City moved to defund $1 billion from the NYPD, Ocasio-Cortez slammed the measure as inefficient. Quote, defunding police means defunding police, the Congresswoman said in a statement at the time. In addition to Blackwater, Tullis also worked as a bail enforcement officer, according to his LinkedIn profile. Now, Tullis is the operator of the security firm she paid a lot of money to. It says he refused to get into the specifics of his contract with AOC, but said he frequently hired former military and law enforcement for protection jobs with VIPs, noting that the gig was not for the faint of heart. Quote, it says, we're not hiring social workers, he laughed. Blackwater, which is now known as Academi, was a private military company funded by Eric Prince, a billionaire and former Navy SEAL. The company achieved infamy. Or was it the SEALs? Okay, yeah, it was the SEALs. It wasn't the Marines in Tears of the Sun. It was the SEALs. I think it was Navy SEALs. Yeah, it was Navy SEALs because I remember now in the movie they were radioing back, calling back to their their captain, and he was on a Navy ship. So it was Navy SEALs. It was not Marines. My bad. So anyway, the company achieved infamy in the United States, meaning Blackwater, for furnishing some of the rougher military contractors during the Iraq War. In September 2007, Blackwater agents took part in the Nisour Square Massacre, which left 17 Iraqi civilians dead. Four agents were later convicted in 2014 on various counts of murder, manslaughter, and weapons charges. They were all pardoned by President Trump in December 2020. Okay, so... quote, out of one corner of her mouth, AOC is attacking the police, and out of the other, she's hiring cops who have gone private to protect her. So AOC, which is it? Veteran Democratic strategist John Reinisch told the New York Post. Tullis said his Blackwater days were during the early 2000s at the beginning of his career. He said the employment didn't last long, and he was only involved in domestic security details for the company. Okay, it says, quote, everyone says Blackwater and they think guys running and gunning and killing overseas, but that's just not the true story, Tullis said, calling his own work in those days, quote unquote, common everyday security stuff. A rep for AOC declined to comment on this. The Tullis money was just a small piece of the more than $34,000 AOC has spent on private security and consultants in just the first half of 2021, records show. The lion's share of the cash, which is about $28,498, was spent locally at New York's own Three Bridges LLC, which bills itself as a part of a, quote, new generation of the private security industry, end quote. Okay? Another $1,552 was given to 24/7 security and investigation in Houston, Texas, which provided security for the congresswoman when she was in town to help raise money after the city was rocked by a devastating winter storm. Another owner Joe Orsak, owner of 24/7 security and investigation in Houston, said he assigned a former U.S. Army Special Forces veteran to watch her. Quote, we got connected to Ocasio-Cortez through another representative that is a family friend of his, end quote, Orsak said. The spending spike takes place amid heightened security fears among several lawmakers in the wake of the January 6th Capitol riot in Washington, D.C. It says some of the biggest security spenders have been Republicans. So I'm going to add in here, despite all their hollering about taxes and overspending, they love their security and their cops and they hired guns. They guns for hire. They love that shit more than anybody. Some of the biggest security spenders have been Republicans, including Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, who has drawn ire for her vote to impeach then President Trump. Cheney has spent at least $50,000 on security so far in 2021, while another prominent Trump critic, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, spent $43,000, Axios reported. Upstate New York GOP Representative John Katko, who also voted for impeachment of Trump, spent at least $19,000 in the same time period for security. The congresswoman is far from the only defunder who has sought additional security for themselves. Her squad colleague, freshman Representative Jamal Bowman, asked for and received a special detail from the Yonkers Police Department to patrol his personal residence. A rep for his office said at the time the extra muscle was necessary due to quote-unquote threats that Bowman had received. Let me tell you something. Fuck AOC. I never liked that bitch. And in my opinion, she ain't a born woman. In my opinion. And that's no disrespect to people who are LGBTQIA, because y'all know I ain't got no problem with that. But I don't like that motherfucker. Instead of spending $34,000 on security, she need to get her fucking teeth fixed. Get some fucking braces, bitch. And I'm going to tell you why I got an attitude, because I just got pulled into the portal. Now, I've told y'all before that when I go to sleep, I have shit to do. Okay. I was just thinking about this after I got up, and I'm like, so I woke up this morning at my regular time around 7:30, 7-ish. And sometimes I get up a lot earlier than that, but I was already up at 3 a.m. So I went back to sleep, and then I got back up for the day at like 7:30. So I was just thinking about this morning how for years I've suddenly gotten sleepy and I didn't know why. I'm like, you know, there would be times when if I had to make a long trip on the road or be on the highway a lot during the day, I would drink Monster energy drinks, or not, I don't really like Red Bull like that, but I would get a Monster energy drink, or, you know, because coffee just didn't give me enough of a jolt. Like, I had to have something strong that the motherfucking race car drivers drink. I had to get a fucking Monster to be driving on them highways like that, because sometimes during, and this is not narcolepsy or anything, I'm realizing that it was spiritual, because I would be well rested, I would have a full night's sleep. I don't have narcolepsy. It's just, this is a spiritual thing where I've told y'all before that they like put me to sleep, or like they want to pull me in and I start getting sleepy. But sometimes it would be at the wrong time and I'd be driving and I start to get sleepy from the, you know, and I'm like, why the fuck am I sleepy? You know, like, I'm well rested, I've eaten, like, there's no excuse for this. And I'm realizing, because when I'm at home, it happens too periodically, not often, that I get these, you know, like, I get just overcome with sleepiness, overcome with tiredness. And today it happened after I had just gotten up. Like, I got up and I was up for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I'm like so tired that I had to go lay down. And I knew it had to be something that I had to do. It even when, like, I'm like, fuck, like, I don't like having to go take a nap unless I'm really tired. Like, because naps give me a strange sensation, and it's 2:11 p.m. when it's 11:11, okay? Naps give me kind of a strange sensation, meaning, like, if I had a night's sleep and I feel I have to take a nap during the day, like, it makes my head feel spacey and my body feel weird. And sometimes if I am taking a nap too long, I'll wake up with a headache. So I gotta really be tired to take a nap, really tired, or unwell, which I haven't been unwell in a long, long time. So I just felt this urge, like, get into bed. It's 92 degrees Fahrenheit and it's 2:11. That's 92 is 11 and it's 2:11 p.m. That's 11:11. I just wanted to notate that. They were like, just lay down. And I'm like, yeah, Sunday, I ain't got shit to do. I mean, I can always find stuff to do. I like to stay busy. I like to keep my mind busy, but I'm like, I'll just lay down for a minute, because I got a feeling y'all want me to do something. And I literally was thinking that. So I'm literally like talking telepathically, like, okay, I'm gonna take my ass to bed. I'm gonna lay on the bed and get under my covers. Not like in the bed, like under the sheets, but on top of the comforters with extra blankets on top of me. So I don't know, that's just how I like to take naps a lot of times. When I do take them, I may take one nap a month, bitch. I'm not a napper, okay? You know, when I went through certain dark nights of the soul in the past, over, you know, years ago, I was a napper. When I had been around energy vampires, they would suck my fucking energy, bitch. I would be a napper, okay? I would have to take an afternoon nap being around energy vamps, because I would get so fucking tired. I would have to go take a nap to recharge, because they would just be sucking me dry. So yeah, when I go around certain people, I do feel the urge to take a nap, because that's, I have to go and take my ass to sleep to recharge my energy when I'm around certain people that, like a magnet, just pull my energy out of me. I have to go lay down, close the door, lay down, and charge myself back up. Whereas when I'm just by myself and not around people, or just not around people like that, I don't need a nap. I'm good, you know? So I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, and I'm communicating with the spirit realm, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go lay down, because I got a feeling y'all want me to do something, because y'all are like making me, like, y'all are making me really sleepy, and I'm not gonna feel any better despite having tea, despite having coffee. I'm not gonna feel any better until I go ahead and lay down. And that's, I told y'all they do that before. I told y'all that they'll make me get really tired because they want me to go to sleep, because they got something for me to handle, okay? So I laid down and went to sleep. And guess who I see on Astra? Professional High Priestess Arjuna. I saw her on Astra. So she was on Astra, but her hair wasn't exactly like it is now. Like, it was different. And the interesting thing was, like, I recognized her, but her hair was different. We didn't talk like face to face on Astral. She was just there, like a couple of feet away. And I didn't realize it while this was going on, but where we were was a mall. It was a mall on Astral. And I've been to that mall before because I was just there a couple weeks ago. I've been in that same mall to the same store. She was standing at this like kiosk or desk in the middle of the mall. It kind of reminded me of a food court area. And I just remember having a backpack on my back, a tactical backpack. And there were some women sitting at a table there in that food court area behind the kiosk across from the store that I had been in before. And obviously they didn't like Arjuna. Obviously, you know, I could tell by the snark and the shade and whatever the fuck they were saying. And just the overall energy was, we don't like her and we're talking shit and yada, 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 yada. So one of these karmics popped off. I'm not going to say, I don't know who she is by name. They may tell me the name later, but I'm not going to ask because I don't really want to know. But I'm going to tell you something. After I came out of this experience, fast forward to after, I'm going to tell you about the rest, but after I came out of this experience, I realized this was one of these karmics that Arjuna put on her fucking channel. She put that bitch on her website, the one where she was exposing all these people, and she put this bitch up on her channel before. Either on a community page or in a video, she showed this bitch. She's a heavyset Latina. That bitch, and I just heard a meow. The cat is outside the door in the hallway, like, hey, Bree, hey, what's up, Bree? The cat just meowed. That's a confirmation. Look, this was a heavyset Latina, and the motherfucker is just an asshole. She's an asshole, and I don't know her in real life, and I ain't gonna call her name because I don't know her name, and even if I knew it, I wouldn't call it unless I was told to, but the motherfucker is just an asshole, and it's like I was called there to deal with that motherfucker, and it's like, I don't know who else was there with me because it went so fast. Like, there were other people there with me, and I just remember her talking and running her mouth. Yep. And some people, I guess these were other angels or these were other security guards. It was almost like I was there as security and shit. It kind of reminded me of a special operator or a spec ops person. Military type of thing, because I had on a tactical backpack and I just like landed there and I saw them and I saw Arjuna, and Arjuna had her back to them, but they were like, they had it out for her and they were accusing her of shit. And that big heavy set one, no disrespect to big bone or full figure women, I'm just talking about this hefty motherfucker that looked like a big ass bowl of chitlins, bitch. That motherfucker was the loudest, most aggressive one. You know, Latinas a lot of times don't like fucking black women, which is why I started this motherfucker out, meaning this damn recording out, talking about AOC's manly ass. A Latina who don't like black women. Okay? Allegedly. The reason why she wanted to fund the fucking police is so that black women's communities can be worse than they already are. Now, I know not every black woman lives in the hood, but you know the ones that do. She want to defund the police so y'all communities can be worse than they are, so she can sit up in her big white house in D.C. with her private Blackwater security and eat her bonbons and watch her Netflix in peace, and while y'all is being dragged out of y'all homes and niggas is crawling in your windows and coming and kicking in your back door and stealing shit that you worked hard for, and catcalling and whistling and whispering to your children when they walk to the bus stop. This motherfucker, that's her intention, see? And obviously they wanted me to come on here and expose her for that. So I am. 44 minutes exactly on the counter. So 2:18 p.m., okay? That's 1:11, 11:01. So this motherfucker was talking. This Latina on Ashley was talking shit. She talking a lot of shit about Arjuna, and I'm just standing there like, bitch, keep talking. Bitch, keep talking, bitch. Please incriminate yourself more, please. And I'm just standing there, and then all of a sudden some people, it was almost like how the angels do. I've seen the angels do this, and I am an incarnated angel, an incarnated archangel. I've seen other angels do this on Astral for years, y'all, years. I've seen them hem people up that I know in real life on Astral. 4444 on the counter. I saw these other people like grab her up by her arms, like, you know how like police you know how police grab people up by their fucking arms when they're rioting and shit, and they're being belligerent and they won't calm down and they're disturbing the peace. They just grab them up by their arms and just kind of like slide them out of the way and carry them off. That's what these other people did. But I know these other people were angelic, because I'm angelic and so is Arjuna. These karmics was, you know, up in a roar about, why y'all doing that to her? Let her be. Don't take her nowhere. We don't like Arjuna. Goddamn biddies in the hen house gossiping. And I'm just standing there like, bitch, shut the fuck up, man. And I didn't have to say much. It was like energetically shit was just firing off left and right. Like they just snatched her ass up. She somehow got loose and ran back and tried to attack Arjuna, and that's when I put her ass down. I didn't kill her. That's when I put her ass the fuck down. That's how I remember it. Now, if Arjuna knows this experience, she may remember it differently because everybody's perspective is different, but I put that bitch's ass down. And I did it in stilettos. I don't know why the fuck I had stilettos on my feet. I really don't. I put that bitch down. Either way, she went down. She shut the fuck up. And then she was removed. All of a sudden, she was gone. And I did that. And I don't know why I had stilettos on my feet. And I'm talking like Louis Vuitton, you know. No, not Louis Vuitton. Christian Louboutin. High, tall stilettos. And they weren't Louboutins or Louis Vuitton. They were another brand, but I just remember having those on, and I put that bitch down, and then I took them off of my feet, and I put sneakers on, and I stuffed the stilettos down in my backpack. Like, I remember all of this shit. I unzipped the backpack and put the stilettos down in there, and then the karmics, after they saw that bitch get put down, asked me, oh, those shoes, those are nice, them heels, those pumps are real nice, yeah, and they were just kind of like, it's almost like they were giving me a hollow compliment and trying to be nice to me because they saw what happened to that other fucking karmic that was running her mouth. And I said, oh, thank you. And in the astral experience, I said, it's 2:22 exactly, 2:22 p.m. In the astral experience, I said, well, my aunt bought me these. And I was just talking about my aunt yesterday. I don't have communication with her because of her stuff, but either way. I just told him, I said, my aunt bought me these, and then I put them down in the back, in my backpack, and then I put my backpack on my shoulder, just slung it on one shoulder, and I walked across the aisleway into the store. This store that I've been to before on Astro just a couple weeks ago is owned by a man who looks to be of either Indian or Arabian descent. And, as I walked into the store, I said, can I put my stuff down here and, you know, straighten my stuff up? He's like, yeah, you know, you welcome here. Come on in here. And there were other people, like, working in the store, but I feel like they were, like, agents. And then all of a sudden when I put my backpack down on the floor and I'm trying to organize shit because I know I'm about to go. I know I'm not here for long. This woman comes in the store and gets down on her knees proposing to me. Like, I'm already on my knees on the carpet on the floor. Putting, like, organizing my backpack because I know I'm about to go already. I've been to this mall more than once, actually. It's been this time, it's been another time, and it's been another time even before that. I don't know why I keep going there, but either way, it's 223, which is 322 skull and bones number. I don't know why I keep going there, but I do, okay? It could be a generational thing where, you know, people my age used to hang out at the mall a lot, you know. This woman came in, she's a stud, and she got down on her one knee and pulled a ring out and was like proposing to me, like, will you marry me? I said, girl, I don't know you. And I'm heterosexual anyway, but I didn't even have to explain that. I just looked at her like, girl, I don't know you. It's 2:24 on the clock. It's 44. Okay. I don't know you. What the hell are you doing? And I asked her just like that. I remember clear as day. And she was like, well, you Shea Bell, crazy Shea Bell. So I don't know who out there is listening to this or going to listen to this that knows somebody named Shea Bell. I don't know if Shea Bell is a Shea Bell as in one name or if it's Shea last name Bell. But I don't know if you know somebody out there with that name, but she said Shea Bell crazy, Shea Bell, Shea Bell. And I woke up talking about, who the fuck is Shea Bell? After she started talking about Shea Bell crazy, I got my backpack. I walked out of the store. I said, I'll see y'all later. And I walked out of the store and I walked to a dark part. It's just like down the aisle way wasn't more stores that were lit up. It was like dark down there. Like if you've seen in the what was that, Night of the Living Dead or Day of the Living Dead, or when they were at that mall and then the mall was dark, part of the mall was dark and they had to go inside of the mall to, you know, try to seek safety and all that. It was like I went to a dark part of the mall and then I just came out of the experience, so it was a portal. But I was like, I woke up asking, like, who the fuck is Shea Bell? Who is Shea Bell? And they told me specifically to get on here and say, this woman that proposed to that woman that called herself proposing to me does not listen to me on YouTube or anything, but obviously she knew something about me, so I don't know where she's from. But I will say that there is somebody named Shea Bell, or that goes by Shea Bell, or that name tied up to Shea Bell, that listens to Arjuna. So maybe that's who this person was talking about. Shea Bell crazy, Shea Bell, Shea Bell. I was with Shea Bell and yada da 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 da. And I'm like, I ain't got time to listen to this shit. I don't know nothing about no Shea Bell. And I came out. And how I keep envisioning the name is Shaybell, but it could be Shaybell, separate last name, or S-H-E, but it keeps seeing Shay, so I don't know who that is. But I came out of it, you know, a couple hours later. Hours in this time. So, that nasty-ass karmic bitch, let me tell you something, because they told me to come on here and tell you, if you listening. Y'all nasty ass karmics, you better hope that Arjuna don't call me, because I'm going to hem your motherfucking ass up. Okay? You better hope she don't call me for security, for privatized fucking security. Because I am a hard ass. I just want you to know that. I am a hard ass. That motherfucking agent that tried to run me over on Astro, that's a real fucking agent in 3D in flesh. That's a real human being that got with me on Astro, with trying to kill my ass on Astro. So, y'all karmics that be fucking with Arjuna, you better hope she don't fucking call me, because I'm gonna whoop your motherfucking ass if I'm supposed to whoop your ass. Okay, that includes you, AOC. That includes you, Chipmunk. That's gonna be my nickname for you, Chipmunk. Okay, all right, no disrespect, but I don't like you. I ain't never fucking liked you since you debuted your ass, since you hopped your little happy ass up there on the motherfucking political scene. I ain't never motherfucking liked your ass, and I will never support anything you do. Okay. All right, and it's not because of Arjuna, because I never liked your ass before I knew anything about an Arjuna. I never liked your motherfucking ass then. Still don't like you. I don't like your spirit. Every time I see you, you get on my fucking nerves. They always have you up there with your aggressive, manly ass. And ain't nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, people that are more masculine. I'm just saying, I don't like this motherfucker. Chipmunk get on my goddamn nerves. Every time I go down my feed with these news channels that I'm subscribed to and I see her up there with her fucking mouth open and her finger pointing at somebody, bitch, I'ma break that fucking finger. Keep on. I'ma break that fucking finger. Keep pointing it. Keep pointing it. Because see, you expect black people to have a fucking purge on their communities talking about defunding the police, but you want your Blackwater security on your motherfucking hip. The devil is a liar, bitch. And I'ma get your ass. Keep on playing. I'm going to get your ass, because I'm justice, remember? See, and if you don't know, you're going to find out, okay? Okay, now be happy, ho, and go on your way, but you better watch what the fuck you get up there and say. So I guess Merkel wanted me to come and rebuke you, because you are a wild, ravenous, yipping, fucking, ankle-biting hyena. And they're tired of you, they don't know what to do with you. But actually, I said hyena, but what I meant to say was chihuahua. Okay, you are an ankle-biting chihuahua. You get on the nerves of the American people, and I don't suspect you're going to be in politics for very long, because I think you're going to get run the fuck up out of there. I think you're just, we need more Nina Turner and less AOC. And on that, I'm out.